Hello and welcome back to the Sound Objectivity Podcast. I'm your host, David Campagna, and I'm an information technology and product development executive. I'm also a dedicated career and life coach with over 30 years of experience helping professionals just like you navigate the ups and downs of work and life. Today's episode is one that will hit home for many of you. Let me ask you a simple question. When was the last time you felt genuinely excited to start your workday? If you're struggling to answer that, you're not alone. In fact, you might be experiencing something deeper, burnout. In this episode, it's all about taking measurable and meaningful steps to reignite your passion for work. Let's face it, the professional hustle can wear us down. Long hours, endless meetings, tight deadlines. Over time, all of that can chip away at even the deepest love for our work. Burnout has become an epidemic in modern world culture, and if left unchecked, it could impact not only your productivity, but your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Today, we're diving into real, practical steps to help you recover from career burnout and rediscover what moves you. Whether you're 25 and just starting off, or 55 and looking at your next chapter, this is for you. By the end of this episode, you'll walk away with actionable tools to help you recognize burnout, create healthy routines, reset your priorities, and take tangible steps toward loving your work again. So let's start here. Let's start with recognizing and acknowledging burnout. A lot of people don't even realize they're in it until it's too late. Some key symptoms: emotional exhaustion, difficulty concentrating, physical fatigue, and that feeling of just going through the motions. Burnout doesn't mean you're weak. It means that you've been strong for far too long without support or balance. And that's no way to live or work. Once you recognize what's going on, it's time to prioritize self-care. And I don't mean going to the spa or Netflix binging nights, although those can serve a purpose. Intentional practices like challenging negative self-talk, practicing self-compassion, or moving your body regularly. Eating foods that fuel your energy and saying yes to feeling good again. Your body and your mind are your biggest assets, so you have to treat them like that. Managing stress and emotions is another critical piece. That could be daily walks, 5-minute breathing sessions between meetings, or just simply learning when to pause and reset. Emotional connections matter. Reach out. Express gratitude to people you care about. That helps reset your nervous system and often gives you the spark you can't find on your own. Then, it's time to get clear on your priorities and set healthy boundaries. Burnout has a funny way of blurring your goals and convincing you that everything is urgent and important. The reality is, when you take a step back and ask yourself, "What truly matters to me?" things start to shift. Take this time to reconnect with your values. Are your current commitments aligned with what you truly want? If not, then it's time to have some honest conversations. Maybe it's with your manager. Maybe it's with yourself. Creating a sustainable work-life balance isn't about cutting hours. It's about protecting your energy. That might mean holding firm boundaries, shutting down at a reasonable hour, and actually using your vacation days. Remember, you're not just working for a paycheck. You're working for a life, and that requires balance. Now, let's talk about support. Reigniting your passion for work doesn't have to be a solo act. Whether you lean on friends, family, a mentor, or even a mental health professional, it's okay to ask for help. Coaching, therapy, support groups, all of these can help normalize what you're going through and offer a fresh perspective. Let's protect our time with intentional breaks throughout your day. I mean, literally, go outside, clear your mind, take a mental break, go for a walk, stretch, breathe. These small resets throughout the day prevent bigger crashes down the road. And use tools to ensure that you're checking in with yourself, like the Six Dimensions of Wellness framework. It's a powerful way to self-assess and course correct. Sometimes burnout signals that the work you're doing no longer aligns with who you are. It's time to reassess your career direction. What used to energize you? What parts of you or what part of your work do you love and what parts drain you? Engagement isn't a switch. It's a gradual process. So start small. Create a project for yourself and learn something new. Mentor someone. The smallest spark can light the biggest flame. Set SMART goals. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Focus on one area of wellness or productivity at a time. Maybe you decide to walk for 20 minutes every morning. Great. Maybe you want to complete one professional development course this month. Track your progress and reward yourself along the way. Maximize your time. Another powerful ignition method, physical activity. No, I'm not saying you need to run a marathon. Start where you are. A few stretches, a short dance in the kitchen. Physical movement literally brings your energy back to life. Pair that with proper hydration and daily nutrition, and you feel your passion returning. And finally, take time to reflect and adjust. What's working? What's not? Look at the emotional, physical, spiritual, and even financial parts of your life. Which areas need attention? Which ones are thriving? Career burnout isn't a straight line. It's a process of checking in, aligning and realigning, and adjusting as you go. If you found today's episode helpful, I want to hear from you. What small steps are you taking this week to reignite your passion? Let me know by commenting on our Instagram at Sound Objectivity, or stop by our Facebook page, or drop me an email at ask@soundobjectivity.com. If you're ready for one-on-one coaching, I'd love to talk. Your next steps could change everything. Let's close this out. We talked about recognizing burnout, prioritizing self-care, setting boundaries, building sustainable work-life habits, finding support, and reconnecting with your purpose. Thank you sincerely for spending part of your day with me. You've been listening to Steps to Reignite Your Passion for Work. Again, my name is David Campagna, and this is the Sound Objectivity Podcast. Until next time.